Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Interesting piece by Geraldine Herbert in the Irish Independent about the real cost of learning to drive. And I'm wondering, is it possible to learn to drive without financial help from your family? You know, if you don't have access to a car, how do you practice? Is it possible? Or is it prohibitively expensive? It's 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. Ross Smith is a driving instructor and co-founder of Virtual Driving. Ross, how big of an issue is this, first of all?
Yeah, it's a pretty big issue. Learning to drive is an incredibly expensive process. Like, on paper, it does seem relatively achievable. But when you get into the depth of it, it ends up costing an absolute fortune.
How much are we talking about?
Well, you're talking about 100 euro just to get your permit in hand. So you've got a 45 euro theory test. The study app is about 18 euro. The eye test is about 30 euro. And then your permit itself is about 45 euro. And that's before you sit any driving lessons. And then when you get into the car, average cost of a 12-hour EDT package now is about 550 euro or so. So you're talking about 700 or so euro to complete the whole process just to meet the minimum requirements to sit a driving test.
And that's assuming that just the required amount of, you know, driving lessons that you have to complete, that's all you need. And then we're assuming that you have a car to practice on in the first place.
Yeah, so the EDT syllabus isn't actually set up at all for someone who doesn't have a car at home. So it's only been designed for someone who has a car to practice in at home. So, like, your logbook will come with a completely dedicated page to your sponsor, and your sponsor is someone who's supposed to be driving with you for practice sessions in between EDT lessons with your ADI. But it's just people don't have the means to always whack out 2,000 euro on insurance to practice in between lessons. And the 12 hours set as the expectation, people will come into the car, they'll sit down, 12 hours, yep, that's exactly it, that's all I'll need. After these 12 hours, I should be nearly ready for the test. And then when they get to the end of the lessons, they're quite shocked at the expert or the level of driving that they've gotten to.
And, like, how many people actually get away with just doing the 12 lessons?
I'm yet to meet the learner that can pass a test after 12 hours.
Right, okay. So you have to have the 12 lessons complete. This is the bare requirement. But actually, there's very few learner drivers out there who can do it in 12.
Yeah, like, I always tell my pupils, like, a 12-hour block of lessons is one shift in work for a nurse. Like, the average nurse will show up 12 hours later, they're done one day of work. If you ask someone to start their lessons at the start of a day and be able to pass a test at the end of the day, like, there's absolutely no hope.
Yeah,
like, the average amount
like
of driving. Yeah, like, it's an unrealistic expectation that people set. And I find with my pupils, when they get into the car with that 12-hour mark in mind, they go through the first 6 hours, things are going reasonably well. They're learning the basics again going, they're starting to build some confidence in the car. And then when they start to hit the second half of the 12-hour EDT, they start to realise pretty quickly, I don't think I'm going to get up to standard by the end of these 12. And then they've got the worry of, how do I practice in between? Like, am I going to have to buy insurance? Am I going to have to pay for more lessons? And it's the reality of it is that it's going to take you 30 odd hours on average to feel pretty good in the car and to be reasonably competent.
30.
Yeah,
Robin is joining us, Ross, as well. Robin, how many lessons did you have to pay for before you felt comfortable to sit the test?
Well, I did my 12 lessons because I wanted to book my test. So I did my 12 lessons. I did 6 that I got a voucher for, and then I paid for the rest myself. And then I booked my test straight away. But as we know, the waiting time for a driving test is very long. So I waited just under 14 months for my test. And what that meant was that I was practicing, obviously, with a fully licensed driver, because I was lucky that I split a car with one of my parents. But what that meant was that there was more than a year when I wasn't in lessons. So I knew that by the time I was going to be invited to do a test, that I had to book in a couple more lessons and a pre-test, because I was going a full year between lessons and tests. So I ended up, I think the total I paid for the lessons with just the one person, so not including the voucher, was about €660. So that was lessons and pre-test. And that's not even including, you know, like you say, I needed to get my two provisional licenses for the time that I was waiting. And one of them I used for literally a week. And then I had my test and I passed my test. So I paid €35 each for those. You do your eye test, you do your theory test, you're insured on the car, your tax. So I'd say I paid the guts of about €1,600-1,700 all told.
In learning to drive. Now look, some people listen to this and say it's, you know, it's a life skill. You'll have it forever.
Yeah, and look, it is, absolutely. But it's a privilege to be able to afford to have that life skill. You know, I mean, I was lucky, I had a car, I was able to, any opportunity to drive, I would drive with one of my parents in the car. And it definitely made a difference that I was practicing and I was trying to build up good habits. But, you know, that was a privilege, and I'm very lucky that I had that. And I'm lucky that, you know, I started driving when I was kind of in my mid-20s. So the cost to have me on one of my parents' insurance was not as expensive as it could have been. So you could add an extra €2,000 to that. And that's not even including the price of the car. So, like, I am lucky, but I'm still on the higher, like, on the lower end of what it could have cost me if I didn't have the privilege of being able to use a car that I had access to all the time.
What about you, Michael? What happened when you finally got called for your driving test?
What happened to me was I applied in 2020, second week of September 2020, and I got word back on February of this year, almost 5 years.
For your test?
Yeah. My sister was the same. She applied for hers around the same time. It was 4.5 years again she got word.
And that's how long it took in your area?
Yeah, that's how long it took the area. Now, this is where the red tape kicks in with the government. The thing is that if you've no car, I'd no car to go for the driving test on the 12th of February. So what I did was I come along then and I said that, sure, I'll ring the driving tester and book the school of motoring.
Yeah.
So I thought that was reselling. But then I got a short knock when he come on the phone and told me what I have to do. To do 12 lessons, to do 12 lessons, which that would cost me nearly €800. And to book the car for the test, I would have to come along and give him another €150 for the day of the test for the hour.
And is that, Ross Smith is a driving instructor. Ross is with us here too, Michael. Is that the sort of, is that the average, roughly, Ross, that you'd pay to use the driving instructor's car for the test?
Yeah, €150 would probably be about the minimum that you're going to get. If you're getting any cheaper than that, you're getting quite lucky. And some people are putting, there's a bit of a problem out there with some instructors charging maybe €250. Like, they'll give you, if you ring them last minute, they'll give you this nonsense of, oh, because it's a last minute notice, I'm going to have to charge you this or that. Or,
yeah.
And you're sure you're going to pay it. Like, your driving test is coming up. Like Robin said and Michael said, that they were waiting so long for their test. Like, there's no way in hell that you're going to let the price of that car stop you from giving it an attempt.
Mm. So it's €150, Michael, what you've been charged for the car. And then you have the lessons, obviously, on top of that. You're there, Michael. You can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear there now, Andrea. Yeah, it's €800. And more red tape kicks in then when the driving tester takes you out. When I got word for the driving test, Andrea, they give you a leaflet. They give you a leaflet, like, and I read down through the leaflet, and it contains nothing but gimmicks and red tape. You can't wear boots. You must wear the proper shoes. You must wear the proper jacket. Is the car on her purchase? There's a list of things there.
Well, why would that matter, Ross, if it's on hire purchase?
It shouldn't. Now, it shouldn't really matter. When you go into the test, you sign an agreement to say that the car is properly insured, taxed, all that stuff. And then when the tester comes out, he'll do a quick look at the dashboard just to make sure that the dates are all in date. Like, whether you show up, like, the tester doesn't know if you're getting into a our hired car or if you're getting into your own personal car until he walks out the door and really just sees it without stickers. And the insurance disc in the window will have a certain policy for instructors.
Okay.
So that'd be the only difference we'd be able to know.
Ger in Limerick has got in touch to say, I passed my test at 17, I had no lessons at all, and I'm now 64 years of age. Well, it's certainly changed a lot, Ger, since then. Sharon is on the line in Dublin. Sharon, I believe, is it your daughter is currently going through this?
Yeah, Andrea, hi.
How are you?
Just passed her test actually last week, thank God.
Oh, good stuff.
Because, like, I was thinking, I can't go through all this again. And actually, it's very nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know, especially because my car going through, and then, like, they were saying, like, they look at the car, so you have to have the car, you know, make sure it's ready. So I washed it, I did, you know, all this kind of thing. But, like, so she had the 12 mandatory lessons, which she started them on her granny's car. And then because she wasn't getting to practice, because it was a manual car, we changed over to automatic because we didn't have the funds to be getting her a car for herself. So my car is an automatic. So we changed over to that. So then she did the rest of the lessons on that. But then, like, here in Dublin, like, she was 8 months waiting on her test. So then obviously you have to have, you know, more lessons because it was, you know, changed to automatic, but also so long waiting on it because you can't apply for the test until you're going for your 12th lesson. So, you know, you have to do all these lessons before you can apply for your test.
You nearly have to do the same again then if you're waiting like Michael there 5 years.
Exactly. And the thing is, as everybody was talking, I had kind of come on thinking it was about 1,500, whatever. But now I'm kind of thinking by the time we did all of that, you're talking nearly $2,000. So, I mean, that's grand. She can practice on my car and now there's going to be fights over, you know, the car. But, like, yeah, exactly.
The fun begins now.
Yeah, the fun begins now. But, like, it locks a lot of people out. You know, like,
it is prohibitive. If there's no car in the front garden or whatever on the street, it's there's no question. It's got to be very, very difficult for a lot of people. I think our next, Aidan Jordan's with us. Aidan, you're a driving instructor. I believe you've had a lot of students in this position, have you?
Yeah, Andrea, good afternoon. I'm teaching now over 30 years. And what we've set up now in Ireland is a learner's driver support programme. So in Australia, every single community has a community car with about 15 volunteers. And for learner drivers who don't have access to a car or maybe can't afford insurance, they join the program. And basically the volunteer brings them out in the car that's made available by the scheme and gives them the practice every week until they get to a standard where they're a safe driver, competent to pass the test. So it's a community way of basically helping learner drivers who are struggling. In Australia, it's funded through fines collected from people using mobile phones when driving. The fine in Australia is $1,200, yeah, for using a mobile phone. And that goes towards schemes to help learner drivers be accompanied in practicing. So that's what we're trying to set up in Ireland, to try and support learner drivers, because it's getting the practice in is what learners need.
And sorry, it sounds like a very interesting initiative, but who's setting it up, Aidan?
So we've established it. We're just looking for government funding to get a pilot program established in Leixlip. And then we're going to prove that it's needed here, because the biggest struggle that any driving instructor will tell you from students in Ireland learning to drive is basically lack of driving experience. And a lot of it is a cultural thing. I've done research now from around the world and how people learn to drive. And like, if you take the average across Europe, if you chat to someone from Moldova, Romania, France, Germany, the average cost of learning to drive in those countries and driver training will be 2,500 to 3,500 euro, because they would do an average of 30 to 40 hours. Many of those countries don't even have a learner permit. It's all mandatory training. But the upside here is we're spending less money on training, and it is expensive. I totally get that. That's why I'm trying to help learners with this scheme. It is expensive, but we also have the highest fatality rate for 16 to 18-year-olds, one of the highest in Europe, 50% above the EU average for fatality rates amongst the 16 to 24-year-old age group.
Yeah.
So we're paying for the lack of training in more collisions, and serious and fatal collisions involving these young people. So we need to get them safe, but we need to address it. Instead of punishing the learner, say, well, how can we help? What can we set up?
Yeah, so we're going to you want to set up this scheme, this Learner Driver Support Programme. So yeah, it'll be 15 volunteers, is that right, Aidan, who take people out?
15 volunteers with one car. And then in that community...
Hang on a minute there. And whose car are they going to use? Their own car? Like, if I was a volunteer,
So basically, the car is provided with the scheme. So we'd be purchasing the car for the scheme. You'd have 15 volunteers with that car. And basically, the volunteers would take the learners out in the car provided by the scheme, be insured and all through the scheme. And it'd basically be helping these people get their practice who don't have access to a car or who can't afford the insurance. Because remember, it's a skill for life. It's helping people with jobs.
No, I know, but just go back a minute. So am I as the volunteer? I'm not getting paid for this. I'm just giving my time.
The volunteers, I know in Australia, because we have someone from New Zealand coming over to Ireland now in 2 weeks' time. She's going to be at a conference. She's meeting up with us because they're kind of trying to help me kind of establish, give me all the information how it works in New Zealand and Australia. But basically, the volunteers, the benefit they're getting is they're giving their skills. A lot of it will be retired people or people with time on their hands who would love to get in the car and help learn the drivers. I mean, currently I have 3 volunteers who I'm kind of off the record that were helping learn drivers of mine who are struggling. But I'd like to have it properly done where I can train these volunteers in. I can give them a training scheme, train them up, you know, just to have the basics of, you know, welfare.
But sure, surely the volunteer would nearly need to sit some sort of a retester. You know, can we all pick up bad habits?
The volunteer is taking the role of a parent. So the role of parents would do when they're taking their son or daughter.
It's just to have somebody sit in the car with them.
Exactly. It's someone sitting beside you. And the biggest thing we have in Ireland, the biggest problem is the cultural problem. I learned to drive in 1990. In 1990, I learned to drive on a company because then it wasn't a problem. It wasn't illegal to drive on a company, okay? But nowadays, I'm 52 years of age now, and basically I'm the parents of all these people learning nowadays. And a lot of people, they think, well, okay, what's the problem? Because I learned to drive, it didn't have anyone helping me. But there is a problem because nowadays you can't drive unaccompanied. In 1990, we had over 450 fatalities per year, and last year it was down to 174. So the culture has changed. So any parent listening to this kind of conversation now, I say, listen, if you have the time, help a learner driver who you know, it could be your son, daughter, niece, nephew. Once they're insured in the car, the biggest challenge is people don't take them out. And a lot of neighbours and all would think, oh, should their mum or dad bring them out? But then mum and dad might be comfortable taking them out. You know, once the person's insured in the car, it's helping the learner.
We'll keep an eye out, Aidan, for this scheme to see if it comes to pass. Ger's on the line. Ger, I believe your daughter had to do the test a few times. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. She's done it 4 times. Yeah. And she was told by instructors she's actually a very good driver. And since she failed the test, I don't know what's going on with these driving schools. These tests, they seem to favour people to arrive on the car with all the bells and whistles at the driving schools than the people driving the ordinary private cars, you know. It's gone ridiculous now. It's farcical, you know.
But sure, must have been marked in the list what she failed on, was it? You know, the leaflet you get from you.
Well, according to our test, she did pre-test. She spent nearly €2,000 at this stage. And she did the test 4 times, but one was cancelled because she said she was late. She wasn't. Well, anyway, that's another long story. But look at that. The whole thing is, it's gone beyond the joke now, you know.
It's cost very expensive.
People money every day. It's near €2,000. And she's losing the will to live now, you know, at this stage, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just gone. It's gone ridiculous now. I mean...
Sure, her confidence and all now probably be knocked. You know, and you failed it 4 times. You know, I'm sure she's working hard at it and practicing at it, Ger.
Yeah, she takes her pre-lessons. She drives every day, you know what I mean? I mean, people have to drive to work, whether they're on a company or not, because the public transport is a bit of a joke in some parts of the country. The buses are like stagecoaches. They come every 2 days, you know what I mean?
Listener says, I can't afford to learn to drive. I'm a student, I'm living out of home and paying my own rent. I'm from the country, so learning to drive is essential, but I'm going to have to put it off for several years until I have a full-time job. It's terrible. Listener says, I have a family car, but it's used a lot, so I often can't practice on it. I've completed about 20 lessons so far and I still need more. I'm not a bad driver, it's just the access to the car. I'm paying for it all myself through a part-time job while I'm in college. That's from John. This listener says, my instructor marked up my 12 lessons as completed, even before I completed the 12 lessons, so that I could get on the driving test waiting list. Is this something instructors can do when a student is about halfway through? I don't know, Ross, if you can answer that question, or maybe whether you're willing to on air. Is that something?
No, absolutely not. That shouldn't be done. Shouldn't be done at all. Because you've now given that learner the ticket to do what they want. Like, they don't have to come back for the rest of the lessons. They don't have to come back for the rest of the training. They don't have to come back and build up. Like, if you've only done 6 hours of lessons, you've only barely scratched the surface of learning the basics. To give the learner the ability to go off then and sit a test and put even the tester at risk is just, it's irresponsible.
Well, look, you gave a very good example, I thought, at the outset of the show today, Ross, and you talked about it. A nurse will go in today to do their shift of 12 hours and we're basically telling people in one shift you can take this hugely heavy, dangerous, speedy, expensive machine out on the road with thousands of other people and set you free after 12 hours.
It's absolutely crazy. And between lesson one and two, the expectations are absolutely atrocious. Like, your first lesson, the EDT sets out that you go through your car controls, some of your secondary controls, some of the very basic stuff. But then on the second lesson of the EDT syllabus, it's talking about roundabouts, traffic lanes, entering and exiting from slip roads. It's to go from your first hour to your second hour doing that, it's just... I just don't know who made the system. I don't know who sat down at a table. Someone who didn't ever teach someone how to drive. Definitely crazy.
In no other industry can an unqualified person train somebody. An electrician, a plumber, an engineer. Why is it the case for driving tuition? A driving instructor is a professional and needs to be acknowledged as so, says this listener. 087-1400-106. That's the WhatsApp number. That's driving instructors Ross Smith, Aidan Jordan, Robin, Michael, Sharon, Jer. Thanks a million for sharing your stories. You can email us lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.